DC crime surge, FBI agent carjacked at gunpoint in broad daylight. By Wendell Hasebo on November 30, 2023. A thief carjacked an FBI agent's vehicle in broad daylight in Washington, D.C.'s historic Capitol Hill neighborhood on Wednesday afternoon, according to the Bureau. The carjacking is the latest criminal incident involving federal officials in the district, which some residents characterize as a war zone. Police statistics for 2023 show the rise in certain crimes. 93% increase in carjackings. 40% increase in violent crime. 34% increase in homicides. Just in the past year. Naomi Biden's Secret Service vehicle attacked. Representative Henry Queller, DTX, carjacked. Representative Angie Craig, DMN, attacked. Senator Rand Paul's, RKY, staffer stabbed. At this time, we can confirm that an FBI employee was carjacked on the afternoon of November 29, the FBI said about the latest incident. The vehicle was recovered, and the FBI Washington Field Office and the Metropolitan Police Department's Carjacking Task Force are investigating. The police, which district officials defunded in 2023, later recovered the vehicle, ABC News reported. Carjackings appear to occur often in the Democrat-controlled district. At least 760 carjackings occurred in the first 10 months of 2023, police data show. 65% of those arrested for carjacking are juveniles. U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia Matthew Graves, who is responsible for prosecuting those D.C. police arrests, let 56% of those arrested off the hook in 2023. Washington, D.C., currently ranks 180 in home and community safety on a list of 182 American cities, according to a study released in October by Wallet Hub. Follow Wendell Hasebo on X @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.